Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, if you have your own TV streaming or box set recommendation, send them into us on 51551 or 0870 32 32 32 for your WhatsApps, because we will be looking over some of that later on, and we'll get to some of your comments and recommendations if we can. But first, one well-known housing commentator and author has warned that relaxing rules on garden sheds or modular units could lead to more substandard rental accommodation being available on the Irish market. Kieran Mulqueen, the man behind the Crazy House Prices account and author of How to Buy a Home in Ireland, has said he's already identified sheds and garages for rent for significant sums on social media sites. Well, our reporter Brian O'Connell joins me now with this story. So there's a commitment to examine legislation, Brian, which we'll get to. But tell me some of what's been claimed here as you heard it.
Yes, good morning, Colin. Well, as you said, at present, public are being invited to have their say on changes that may come in relation to relaxing planning rules for so-called garden accommodation units. Now, while they're not planned for the rental market, we have very specific legislation governing rental standards. Kieran Mulqueen from the Crazy House Prices social media account, he says some of what he's seen on social media at the moment makes him worry about what might happen should any legislation be relaxed and a lot more units in people's back gardens end up on the market. So already, Colm, on his social media account, Kieran has been highlighting some of what he's seen online. This is some of what he told me.
I'm seeing tin sheds advertised for thousands of euro a month, with the only electrics in it being an extension lead in a window. I'm seeing places with no plumbing, no insulation. I saw one and it was a garage in somebody's house that was converted. They had a sofa and a little kitchen and all that down in the garage, but then they'd put a ladder up into the attic and they'd put a floor in the attic and threw a mattress on the ground. And I mean, there wouldn't even, it's a crawling space, like you wouldn't even be able to sit up, let alone stand up in it. And I think they were looking for something like 1200 euro a month for that. I'm seeing literal tin sheds that you would buy in your local DIY shop. I'm seeing them being advertised. I saw one there for 850 euro. Like, it's absolutely crazy. And to think that making these easier and more legitimate is going to improve anything, it's just going to make things a lot worse, unfortunately. So I'm seeing them on Facebook. They're not necessarily on the main kind of renting websites. If we're looking at removing planning permissions for this, I think this is just going to make the problem a lot worse for these kind of places that we're seeing. My concern would be that this is not a policy. This is not a long-term policy. This is like a plaster, but it's a symptom. It's not a solution. It's a symptom of this housing crisis, and they're not safe. What happens if there's a fire in here and a tenant dies? Which is, it's only a matter of time, because some of the ones I'm looking at are so dangerous in terms of electrics, wires going in windows. You're looking at, like, the toilets are very often these kind of toilets you get in a camper van, you know, they're not plumbed properly. It's an absolute disgrace. And if you're removing any sort of planning permission for this stuff, you're just going to get thousands more of these.
All right, a litany of concerns there being raised by Kieran Mulqueen from Crazy House Prices there. And I know you got a comment from government around planned legislative change in the area, Brian, and you also spoke to an estate agent who believes that smaller modular homes and back gardens could have a role to play.
And I think that's the difference, Colm. There's a big difference between the kind of porta cabins, the glorified sheds, if you like, that Kieran is seeing online currently, and the purpose-built specific modular units that could be slotted into someone's back garden if they're fortunate enough to have a back garden. Mark Rose, for example, is a very well-known property agent. His agency would manage some 700 tenancies. He thinks that these modular units in gardens would be an option for some of the people who are coming to him looking for accommodation. I asked Mark Rose if he'd looked at any of these modular units.
I've seen them online. I've actually looked at them for myself as we were interested, and glorified shed, they look pretty good to me, like on the inside, you know, insulation, plastered walls, nice flooring, they look pretty good, I think.
Because there is a preconception that it's essentially a shed that's been turned into a housing unit, but it's not that. That's not what we're talking about.
Well, I think I'm 42. If you think back to prefabs in schools, there was prefabs in schools that I went to. That's where your head might drift to. I think if you look online and look at some of the modern interpretations of that, it couldn't be anything different. Like, they're warm, people use them as offices, gyms, and much more than that.
So do you think there may be a demand for this? Because we know legislation is being looked at the moment in terms of relaxing some of the laws around this.
I don't think there may be a demand. There will be a demand. If you can see queues of people waiting for something, for any accommodation, you know there will be a demand. And my view on it would be anything that relieves the pressure that's out there or eases the misery on people, then that's a good thing.
The worry mark might be that we create this layer of substandard accommodation, as some people might see it, where you might have a family living in someone's back garden.
Then put standards on it. Detail what the standards are and then make sure that people adhere to that. We have a problem. We need accommodation. The technology and the solution is there. It's not a perfect solution, but it's better than no solution. If you're waiting for something much the perfect solution to come along, that hasn't worked in the last 10 years.
There may be people who have large back gardens who could quite easily fit a modular unit at the back of the garden, either for their children, for example, who can't move into
Correct.
The market yet. Yeah.
Or it could be, let's say, the elderly parents or parent that live in the house. They, in the last 10 years, might have happily downsized into an apartment in their neighbourhood that they feel safe and familiar with, but that apartment isn't there. With something like this, maybe they'd be happy to move and downsize into that modular unit, and their kids, who now have their own children, would live in the main house. There could be loads of different interpretations of how this works. There has to be some standards. Set some standards and let people go. That's all I'd say.
And you think there will be a demand?
I know there will be a demand.
Okay, Mark Rose, a property agent, speaking to you there, Brian. So what had government got to say about where these plans are at currently?
Yeah, well, a spokesperson for Minister John Cummins, who's the Minister of State with responsibility for this area, has said a public consultation on what are called exempted developments, it's taken place at the moment. It's going to close later this month. So these exempted developments haven't been updated in some 24 years. The review was included in the Planning and Development Act in 2024. So on this call then for controls that you heard from Mark Rose, what the Minister spokesperson said is that the proposed exemptions from planning permission for modular style homes will be subject to limitations, excuse me, some of which are set out in public consultation. So the minister said that these exempted developments aren't intended for rental purposes. Conditions and limitations will be stipulated in the regulations. So, for example, the detached dwelling in a rear garden, you would be to provide housing options to accommodate family members. It would be classed as part of the principal residence. I asked finally, Colm, Ciarán Mulqueen from Crazy House Prices, if the garden rooms were limited, for example, to family members, if there were controls, could this still be a runner?
Yeah, I think that would, in an ideal world, be great. But can you honestly say to yourself that someone's going to go out and inspect all these places? They're not. Like, as it is, there's nowhere being inspected, and it's only if they're reported to the council or to the fire brigade. And even then, it's very rare that something is done about it. Like, no one's going to be going around inspecting all these places and inspecting the electrics and inspecting the plumbing. That's just not going to happen. They don't have the staff. They don't have the people there to go around and inspect all these places all around the country. It's not going to happen. And in terms of regulations, we see already in the rental market, the regulations aren't being enforced very often. There's so many illegal listings that I'm sent all day, every day. To think that this is going to be properly regulated and there are going to be inspections, I think is crazy. That's not going to happen.
So what do you think should happen then?
I think, and this is something I always say, is I think we need to go for the low-hanging fruit here. We know supply is a big issue. We know there are 160,000 empty and vacant homes around the country, and they, I think, should be targeted first, and not what they're doing with the vacant home grant and the derelict home grant and all that. That's fueling demand. I think we need to start taxing these things like they do in other countries. That's what I think we should be looking at, and use more of a stick approach rather than keep giving carrots to wealthy landlords.
And in relation then to people who might have capacity in their back garden, I have seen some of the one and two bed modular units. I mean, the ones that are done to a high spec are very, very good now.
Yeah, they are. They can be lovely. But people say this all the time, and I'm like, what other generation would you have to, when you've usually got, say, one income or two incomes, if it's a couple, say, and they're moving in and they're lucky enough to have parents who are rich enough to have a big enough garden? In any other generation, saying they have to move into a shed in their parents' garden to be able to save up a deposit for a house or to be able to get a mortgage or just because they can't find anywhere to rent. It's just this generation are just getting totally destroyed by this housing crisis.
And that's Ciarán Mulqueen from Crazy House Prices. Brian, you won't be shocked to know we're already getting listener reaction to your report so far into WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32. Alan says, shed's not ideal, but better than nothing if done properly. And one we verified on daft.ie, there is a mobile home for rent for €1,800 a month in North County Dublin. When we checked it out, it's three beds across two rooms and the monthly rental price includes electricity, water, waste and rubbish bins. So Brian, for anyone who, that public consultation you mentioned, for anyone who wants to have their say on that, where do they go and how do they go about it?
Yes, it's consult.housing.gov.ie. You have to register and then you can put your feedback into that and it'll be considered. As I said, that public consultation runs until the end of the month and this was a commitment in the programme for government to look at relaxing these exempted developments. So they haven't looked at this legislation in about 24 years.
Okay, Brian O'Connell, thanks very much for that. Now, from the very small build to the very big, we're going to look at plans for a record-breaking new bridge to link Sicily and mainland Italy. That's next.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.